You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. What a day this has been. Well, I turned out to be right. Remember, I told you yesterday that NATO had bombed that refugee convoy and that they were lying. And it turned out to be true. Remember when they bombed the train or shot a missile into the train? They denied that also, claimed that the Serbs must have blown up the train. But you see, we have good young men in our armed forces who tell the truth. And if the pilot comes back and said he did it, they don't have any choice but to admit it. And I think that's what's happening. I think if the pilots lied, they would lie too. But the pilots are not lying, they're telling the truth, and therefore NATO has to tell the truth. And so does everybody else, or at least as close to the truth as they can get. Now, here's what's been going on. They not only bombed one refugee convoy, or line of refugees on the road, they bombed at least two, possibly three. And they also, this morning, bombed a village or a town and caused some civilian casualties. They denied that in the beginning and then admitted that they had attacked an army barracks, or this is what they say they attacked. They attacked an army barracks and some of the bombs fell into the town. After that, you never heard another word about it. A reporter for CNN inside Kosovo spilled the beans this morning while being interviewed by the talking head at CNN headquarters, the headquarters of the Communist News Network. The talking head was trying to get him to, here's what he said. He said, "Tell us about the atrocities that you've seen." He said, "Well, I haven't seen any atrocities." He said, "Well, tell us, you know, there must be atrocities. You've been going all over the country. Tell us about the atrocities you've seen." And he says, again, you should be careful about saying those kinds of things because I haven't seen any atrocities. And then he said, the refugees that I have talked to, and I have not been under the control of the Serbs, he said, the refugees that I have talked to say that they left their villages to escape the NATO bombs. And then he said that he went out on the road to investigate and look at the convoy of refugees that had been bombed. And he said he not only went to one site, and not just to two sites, but he said he went to three different sites where columns of refugees on the road had been attacked by NATO planes, and that there were over 85 dead and some 31 wounded or maimed. So he cleared it up pretty good. He says, people better be careful about what they're saying because I'm not seeing what people are alleging is occurring here. And he said he only knew of one atrocity that was related to him. He did not see it, nor was it firsthand. It was a story that was given to him of a woman whose two men, folks, husband and son, were taken away and later found shot in an alley. And that's the only story that he could relate of any kind of atrocity that he could see happening. And so, folks, remember this. There are, as you learned last night, controls in place to determine what the public is told, how they're told, how much they're told, and what, if anything, they're told. You heard last night how this started, where it came from, how Gallup got his start in the polling. I gave you all that information last night. You, too, can do the research and come up with the same answers, and I encourage you to do that. Don't believe me just because I told you. Research what I told you. You'll find that it's true. William Paley, who started CBS, was one of these people who was involved in learning how to manipulate the population through polls and through psychological manipulation and radio experimentations and all of these kinds of things that they did back then. He went on to start CBS and was solidly connected to the OSS, Wild Bill Donovan, which was the forerunner to the Central Intelligence Agency. Not too long ago in Congress, they had hearings on the Central Intelligence Agency and Deutsch, or Deutsch, or whatever his name is. I'm not quite sure how to pronounce it, and I don't want to pronounce it wrong. But he made the case why Congress should not prohibit the Central Intelligence Agency from recruiting and hiring journalists and editors to be on the Central Intelligence Agency's payroll. We revealed to you on this broadcast that William R. Murrow was a CIA operative, and many others. And you should take this to heart when you're listening to what you're hearing on the Communist News Networks. You're not going to hear the truth. You are not going to hear the truth. This is not the United States of America that you think it is, or was, and has not been for quite some long time now. Lies abound. This is the age of deception. And unless you're pretty sharp and on your toes, you're going to be deceived, and most of you probably already are and have been for most of your life. And not just in politics, but just about everything that you can think of. The people who like to bring things about in the world have learned how to divide us and pit us against each other so that we waste our energies on stupid, silly things instead of what we should be concentrating on in order to protect our liberties and freedom. So, with that in mind, we will be opening the phones and getting your comments on what's been going on all day long. What do you think about this? And how far do you think it's going to go? I have no idea. This is absolutely the most incredible thing that I've ever seen. What I can't really figure out is most of the lies that they're telling are so transparent and so easily proven to be lies that it's incredible to me that people believe it. I mean, just absolutely amazes me. Walk up on the stairs, do you think he'll find his perfect world? I don't think so, ladies and gentlemen. I think that's a pipe dream. It's an old pipe dream. And the search for that utopian world has caused more misery and suffering than just about anything else except the wars fought over religions. And probably racism. The number is 520-333-4578. I want to thank our friend in New Mexico who sent us all the t-shirts with targets on them. They are being passed out to people who will wear them. I have mine. I'm wearing it. Big target on my chest. 520-333-4578. I understand reception has been improving, getting better every single night. And that's good news. In fact, it's fantastic news. Also, I want to tell you that Monday the 26th of April, we will be coming on an hour later so that those on the West Coast can hear both hours of the broadcast instead of being in transit from work to home during that first hour. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Bill. This is Richard from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Richard.
Okay. I, too, am a little disturbed about what I saw. NATO allegedly hitting these innocent civilians. But I guess, really, Bill, we have to remember the regime we have in Washington. We have a regime in Washington who wanted to, quote, save the children, unquote, and in so doing, they pumped chemical munitions and burned the lives out of people in a church in Waco, Texas.
Yes, they certainly did, didn't they?
That's right. With that in mind, are we to think that it would be beyond the capability of this regime in Washington to quote, make or engineer a mistake, some pilot being put in place as the fall guy, hits a convoy of innocent civilians, and then did you notice today that not more than a few hours after the British ministry news conference, the testified before Congress, I forget the gentleman's name, said, well, we have to now understand that we may be in this country for several months and casualties of American servicemen should be expected. I mean, it's so plain, it's so obvious that this is being engineered, sir.
Well, sure. I've said that from the beginning. They also blew up the Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building. Let's not forget that.
That is correct. You're right. That is another interesting tidbit of history. Why did they demolish that building so quickly before independent analysts could have gone in and analyzed?
So that nobody could see that they used shape charges on those reinforced concrete pillars in that building. That's why. That's exactly why. I don't think our country exists anymore, except in our minds. I think those of us who have been holding on to the belief that somewhere here the United States of America still exists as a lawful constitutional Republican government, I think we've been deluding ourselves with wishful thinking for many years. And I hate to say that because I'm one of the ones who was thus deluded.
Well, so was I, sir. I was a political moderate. I still consider myself to be, but I am very, very concerned. This whole affair in the former Yugoslavia, Bill, I'll sum it up because I know a lot of other people want to call, but this whole affair in Yugoslavia really smells like a three-day-old fish in the summer sun.
Oh, yes.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Good day.
And remember, I told you, ladies and gentlemen, that there would be more shootings by so-called wacko nutcases. Didn't I tell you that? I told you that there would be more incidents of terrorism. Well, today in Salt Lake City, somebody, maybe more than one, went into the family history library across the street from the Mormon temple and shot a whole bunch of people. I'm not sure of the exact number because they covered it for a little while on CNN, and then never another word. Never another word. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello. This is Ken from South Carolina.
Hi, Ken.
I looked at your website and, you know, was impressed by it. And I wanted to ask you, does the radio station you're on right now have a website?
It's there. That's it.
Oh, okay.
Up at the top of the page where it says hot, click on it.
Okay. I was just curious. I don't know much about shortwave radio. What is the coverage area of that station coming out of Maine? How much of this country does it cover?
It covers most of Canada, actually all of North America, actually, all of Central and South America, a lot of the Pacific, Australia, New Zealand, Japan. I get letters from all these places that listen to the broadcast. There's probably a lot of back splatter that goes over into Europe, too. Absolutely, yes.
Well, I didn't realize that these shortwave stations had that much coverage.
Oh, yeah. In fact, if you have a good radio and a good antenna, you can hear it in the jungles of Borneo. You can hear it anywhere on this earth if you have the right equipment to receive it.
Is there a station coming out of Yugoslavia that I could listen to?
Yes. In fact, you can click on it on our webpage.
Oh, okay.
Apparently, you didn't really visit the webpage.
Well, there's so much on it.
You must have just glanced at it. We've got Radio Russia, Radio Voice of America, and Radio Yugoslavia, just so that you can get the news from Russia, Voice of America, and Radio Yugoslavia, which are the three main places that you want to get news from about this, what's going on over there.
Okay, and just one more thing. I saw that you've got over 6 million visitors to that website.
Almost 7 million, yes.
And, that's a lot.
It's one of the biggest and busiest on the Internet. Well, thank you.
Because I listen to your program every night. And you have a good night.
You too. Thank you for calling. 520-333-4578 is the number. You know, all of you who sent in your application with your $6 for American Longevity so that you could purchase and use Dr. Wallach's products, I noticed in the last statement I got that most of you have never purchased anything. Why did you spend the $6? None of it came to us, not one penny of it. And we did this so that you could improve your health. So I really don't understand why you're not utilizing those products, but whatever it is, I think you should start. It's done wonders for me, and I can't understand why you would waste $6 like that and then never purchase anything. Good evening. You're on the air. First, I need you to talk a lot louder, please.
Well, I only have one question, and I'm wondering if you know anything about it. The stuff that I've been reading about Albania, one of the things that I keep on coming across is a line that says, it's rich in undeveloped mineral resources. Now, I'm just wondering if that's the reason for all this. I mean, that, because it sure doesn't make much sense to me. I mean, at least that one I could put a handle on.
No, the reason is world government. World government.
And the mineral resources, just simply the money potential of the mineral resources, you don't think that has any play here?
Ultimately it will, but that's not what this war is about.
Uh-huh.
This war is about world government. It's establishing the precedent against the Constitution, against the NATO Treaty, against the United Nations Charter, that a world body can operate a world police force and force any nation that goes against it to conform to their will. Once that happens, no one is safe.
Yeah, well, okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Go to our website. You'll find out all about it. It's all there, and I'm not the only one who says it. We've got links to other people who have written major articles in some of the major papers of the world who agree with me and who have come right out and said it just as clear as a bell that that's what this is all about. And that it is. That's exactly what it's all about. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hey, Bill.
Hey.
This is Joe from Florida.
I knew you were from the South when you said hey.
Man, I hadn't heard from you in a long time. Last time I heard from you, you were arguing with some guy on the radio and you left the air about 3 years ago. And I finally got my shortwave working and there you are.
Well, here I are.
Yep. I have a feeling they're just trying to pull the troops out of the country because we got this country's the last one left. I mean, it's the last one to be taken over.
Well, they better not pull all the troops out of the country because the militia just might see an opportunity to restore Republican constitutional government while they're all gone.
Yeah, I understand that, but all the people are snowed over. And
so what? Most of them are coward wimps. They would not figure on one side or the other in any conflict.
Yep.
Just like in the Revolutionary War, it's only about 3.5% of all those in the colonies who created this nation and fought the war and brought it into existence. The rest of them either didn't give a damn or were on the side of King George.
That's scary.
Yeah. Well, it's going to get a lot scarier, I got to tell you.
Yeah, and it's kind of weird when you read the Bible and how it all kind of fits together now.
Well, let's not bring religion into this.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize. I just finally found you, thought I'd give you a call, and tell you I really am proud of you. And
well, thank you.
You're about the only one I really like to hear because you really tell it like it is, you know?
Well, thank you. I try my very best. Even.
Yep. Me and my wife used to sit and listen to you out on our big old piece of land, and now in the middle of nowhere with no electricity or nothing, and we've been making it on our own out there, so.
Well, that's great.
Yep, and we're trying to get everybody else kind of prepared, too, so at least people around here might know a little bit.
Uh-huh.
But what's your website, anyway? I don't even know that.
Harvest-trust.org. Trust?
Dust.
No, trust.
Oh, trust.
harvest-trust.org.
.org. Okay, you must have an automatic voice somewhere on your telephone here. Because sometimes it will blank you out while I'm talking, and then you'll start talking before I can hear you.
Well, that's because this is a speakerphone. We just got a Gentner, but we don't have the proper cables to hook it up. The Gentner will solve the phone problem. So within a week or two, we'll have it hooked up, I hope within a week.
Okay.
But it may take a couple of weeks to order the proper cables that we need to patch it into the board here and make it all work.
I understand.
But it's a professional Gentner that's made for taking phone calls over the air, and that's going to solve all the problems we've been having with the phone.
Well, that's great.
Or at least I hope it will. Yeah.
Well, I appreciate talking to you, and did you say you was going to another hour or something?
No, beginning on the 26th of April.
Okay.
We will come on 1 hour later.
Okay.
It'll be 9 Eastern instead of 8 Eastern.
Okay, very good.
And that's so that the people on the West Coast will be able to hear both hours of the broadcast instead of just the last hour.
Right. Okay, very good. We'll set my tapes up for that.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Thanks for calling.
And I'll get on your webpage and leave you some mail or something.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's all I need, more mail. 520-333-4578 is the number. What have you seen? What have you heard that really, really ticks you off? It's just about everything for me right now. I turn on the Communist News Network and you know, I can take about 10 or 15 minutes, and I got to walk into the other room for a little while. Because there's so many liars telling so many lies. I started watching Crossfire tonight, Bill Press. You know, I'm from the left. And, you know, they had Mary Matalin from the right. And she's about as right as as frozen Coke in the middle of winter. And here they were, just this Bill Press, just, you know, he just spouted one lie right after another. He said the leader of the Albanian Kosovar, who was the president of Kosovar, actually, was taken by gunpoint from Paris to Belgrade and was forced to meet with Milosevic and smile and all that kind of stuff. But this reporter on CNN today says that he met with this guy, the president of Kosovo, along with a whole bunch of other reporters, and asked about the meeting. And he said that there was no coercion there. The guy wasn't forced. There were no Serbian guards there telling him what to say at the press conference when he met with them, with the other journalists, and that they were trying to come to some kind of an agreement, and he wanted NATO to stop bombing. How about that? And here's Bill Press saying that this guy had had said that he was forced by gunpoint to go from Paris to Belgrade. And I don't know where he got that, because I've been, you know, paying attention to the news, and we have, by the way, we have Kaji people and Veritas people in Yugoslavia reporting to us. So we know what's happening over there. These are not Serbs. They don't work for Milosevic. They're not telling lies. They're reporting to us accurately. Plus, we're watching CNN. I was so pleased today when that reporter from CNN told the truth. By the way, one of our people is staying in a hotel, and he says the place is full of Russian military officers, and there's 20 Russian military trucks parked outside his hotel. That's in Belgrade. So I don't know what that means, but he has reported it to us, and we got another report from somebody who is not one of our people, who also went to Belgrade, who didn't say anything about Russian officers, but he said there were 20 Russian military trucks parked outside his hotel, so they must be staying at the same hotel. And so we know that there's 20 Russian trucks parked outside of a hotel in Belgrade. Russian military trucks. And according to our man, there are also Russian military officers all over the place. We're also getting reports that some of the targets that NATO say has been destroyed in Belgrade are not destroyed. Are not destroyed. Now, I don't know whether they are or not. I'm just telling you the reports, some of the reports that we're getting. 520-333-4578 is the number. We'll be taking your calls for the whole broadcast tonight so that you've got an opportunity to tell us what you think about all this. If you're for the war, call. As long as you're polite and intelligent, I don't care who you are. I don't care what side of any issue you want to back. You know, we're after truth here, and we love to talk to polite, intelligent people. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. My son is 11 years old, in the sixth grade here in Fayetteville, North Carolina, actually a little community outside of Fayetteville. For 2 weeks, he has been forced to study absolute communist propaganda, glorifying the role of Bill Clinton in this Kosovo war. Now, Tuesday, 12 members of the 2nd Battalion, 325, from Fort Bragg, North Carolina, about 30 miles away, came in and acted as prompters while he had to take a test on this indoctrination. I protested to the school principal, and he said that he didn't know quite why it was going on, a bunch of bureaucratic nonsense. But anyway, I got in contact with a Command Sergeant Major Turner out at the 325, and he assured me that they had the legal authority to do it, and his legal department was behind him 100%, and they would be coming to the school again.
Why don't you take your son out of school?
I'm in that process, but I think it's...
Process my butt. Just go down there in the middle of class, get him by the hand, and take him out of that school.
Well, I told him that if there is another GI shows up at school to give me a call, but, you know, I'm a single parent. I've got three kids. I have to work for a living. I simply cannot homeschool my kids and work, too. But this is an atrocity. To force this child to study nothing but propaganda, glorifying Bill Clinton, and then for 12 uniformed GIs to come in and stand there with their arms folded in a threatening manner while he is forced to take a test on this. This is absurd. This cannot and will not occur in this country.
Well, it's already occurred in this country. You just told us that it has occurred. That's what Hitler did in Germany. I'm telling you, this New World Order is going to be worse than anything Hitler ever did.
Well, they jumped on the wrong white boy when they jumped on my kid.
Well, I'm sure that if there were some black children in that classroom, they probably jumped on some wrong black boys, too. Because not just white boys are concerned about what's going on in this country.
Well, that was not a racist comment.
It damn sure was.
I'm a middle-sized white boy, and peace-loving, and don't like nonsense of any kind, but they had picked the wrong one when they done it to my child.
Yeah, well, like I said, you need to get him out of that school because you haven't seen the end of it. And it doesn't matter whether you're working or not. You can put him in another school, or you could figure something out if you want to. But if you leave him in there, his mind is gone. Now, that's something you've got to figure out. I don't know how you're going to do it, but, you know, you're responsible for that child.
Well, he's not going to be indoctrinated, and he's not going to be intimidated by the military standing there with their arms folded while he takes a test.
Well, good for you.
Thanks, sir.
You're welcome. Uh, 520-333-4578. That's not all that's going on in schools. I've been getting some letters that are just pretty scary about what's happening to children in these classrooms and what they're being told. And when the children stand up and say, I know that's not true, and tell the teacher the truth, the children are being reprimanded and punished and brainwashed terribly. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill. This is Helen in New York. Last night on CPS, they had what they call the universal savings account, and if the person put $700 in, the government would put the $700 in. It's almost like a Y2K. Did you hear anything about that?
Now, wait a minute. First place, I don't understand what you're talking about. You said you can open a savings account, you put $700 in, and the government puts $700 in, and then you connect this somehow with Y2K. I don't understand what you're talking about.
They said on CBS it's a universal savings account.
Yeah.
And the government is projecting. This is putting out by the government, and you put in $700. And they'll match the $700. And not a Y2K, it's the other one. Those kind of things that they have in companies. And I was just wondering if you heard about this.
No. So, they're trying to get you to open a savings account with $700, and they're telling you the government's going to put in $700, and then after so many years, you can have it?
That's right.
I wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole.
Pardon?
I wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole, but I'm sure a lot of people will, hoping to get that $700 from the government after 3 or 4 years or however long they have to leave their money in there.
No, I thought maybe it's not right to say it's the other one. I don't know. There's some kind of thing in corporations. What is it, Jeff? Yeah. Where you have, you know, like a
But so what?
It's like a retirement fund.
Yeah, so?
That's what that was related to. I was just wondering if you knew anything about it.
No, nothing at all.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. But I wouldn't get mixed up in it at all. I wouldn't recommend that you do. But what you do is your business. What I do is mine. I would not get mixed up in some kind of a scheme like that. First place, nobody gives away anything for nothing, especially the government. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hey, good evening, Bill.
Turn off your radio.
Yep, I was running for it. I didn't even realize I was up. I was trying to look up something there. Hey, I was wondering if I could use your broadcast to get out my number for the gentleman that just called a minute ago. I'm in the same community he's in.
If you want to do that, go ahead. But I got to tell you, you might get some real weird phone calls if you give that number out over the air.
I got to give the area code. He won't need that. So
no.
Maybe that'll help out. But anyway, it's 425-4677. And I'd really like to hear from that guy, hear that story, and maybe we can get something going here locally on that.
425-4677. 425-4677. So the caller who called before the woman. Call this guy. He wants to talk to you. 520-333-4578. Taking a chance when you give your phone number out over the air. Believe me, I know. Good evening. You're on the air.
Bill?
Yes?
This is Tom Barry down here in Galveston, Texas.
Hi.
I'm the one who sent you that information when the president lied about bodies being in front of the church there at Waco. Do you remember that?
Yes.
All right. I happen to have both of my grandfathers fought in the Revolutionary War. Also, and I hate to have a cousin that retired here about 5 years ago, a three-star general that was commander of the 2nd United States Army. He was a young enough man in his 50s that I talked to his captain. He had in the office when I called one time and asked me if he could make 4-star. He said he could do it standing on his head. And then he got out. I've never asked him why he got out, but he's a patriot, so now I know why he got out.
Well, a lot of good officers have left the military because of what's happened in the military and in Washington, D.C. An awful lot. Go ahead, but as a caution to the listening audience, if it was broadcast on Radio Russia, it could be propaganda, so or it could be the truth. So that with that admonition, go ahead. It's come to that, hasn't it?
And we're not talking about you, and we're not talking about some of the other talk show hosts that are real patriots who love this country. But I'm talking about the rest of them, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This statement was made to the military attachés of NATO countries. And this is what they said. This was a committee for defense. It said, in view of the aggression against Yugoslavia, the committee has proposed introducing changes in the issue of using nuclear forces in the concept of national security and the military doctrine of Russia. Then they told you what they were talking about. And what they said then, and being interfered with, and I couldn't get it all down, but the bottom line is this. If they go to war with us, Civil War, and they start losing, they're going to feel free to use nuclear weapons, period. Right after that, they said, the same fellow said, that all our anti-aircraft missiles have departed for the conflict, period. Also, they told you what is shooting down. I don't know whether you knew it, because it's been in a number of the other stations in Europe, that it, as of last night, they said they had shot 37 of aircraft down. Then they come back, but prior to that, they also said that it had been reported in other places that it was 39 aircraft that had been shot down. Plus a number, quite a few, of the other Tommy Hawk type weapons. Now the type of missile system that they had another fellow there that was either the owner or the head man of the Russian anti-aircraft where they built them. And that was a system is the S-300PU, is what they said that was. That missile system was deployed, or is deployed, in approximately 50 countries right now. They also, all of the different stations over there, are worried about the ammunition that we are using, and that's those huge explosions you will see that are not quite atomic, but what they're using is a depleted uranium. So they are talking about an environmental catastrophe all over that part of the countries.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, whether, I know it's not going to interfere with you, but I guarantee you that if you will, anybody, that's 10 o'clock Central Time, it lasts for 30 minutes. At the end of that 30 minutes every night, if that exact right over it, it will come on, this is Voice of America, loud as can be, and then they will sit there and play the United States music, and then they will have, sometimes they have a Russian opera singer that will go on right on top of it, Bill.
I know.
Anyway, it's the first time I have heard you in an awful long time. Every now and then I get a grasp of your voice, but it is coming in good today, sir.
Well, that's good.
Even though I'm an older fella, sir, I'm an older fella, up close to 70 years old, I can still shoot a rifle and kill a deer at about 400 to 450 yards, and if it ever comes to it, sir, it would be a pleasure for me to come out there and lay by your side and see how many of these son of a bitches that we could get if they go that far.
Well, I'd be proud to have you.
Anyway, that's it, Bill. And I'll talk to you, and if you want to, do you want me to send you the copies of what I have heard so far or not?
No, I've been listening, and I've heard everything that you said. I don't believe, though, that they've shot down those.
No, not that I was going to say. I believe that they shot down that many airplanes, but not the missiles.
I don't even believe they've shot down that many airplanes, because can you imagine some woman's husband disappears that's a pilot, and they tell her he's been shot down, and it never gets in any newspaper?
Well, I will tell you another little thing, Bill, and I'd be happy to. It was on I have a tape recording of a colonel that was paid by. Anyway, if you want me to talk to you about that overseas, anyway, he says that a total of three of those, our stuff, have been shot down. And those, when they were talking about those first 20 coffins, Bill, I'll tell you what that was. He said what that was. Those happened to have been, actually, his information may have, something there's a little bit wrong there, but...
Well, who are you quoting, anyway?
I'm quoting a colonel, and I'd be happy to send you that or play it for you.
How do you know this guy's a colonel?
Because he is, sir.
I mean, how do you know? I'm asking
you. Well, I can't get to it, but he has his name. I'm sure you can look it up, sir.
No, I asked...
He was on another Robbie show in the morning, if you've ever listened to that, sir.
No, but just because somebody calls in and says...
No, it's not that, sir. I'll assure you, just as sure as what I said to you before, that I know that that what he says is true. He was paid to go over there, Bill. Somebody else that was speaking Yugoslavian, give him the money to go over there and see really what was going over. He went over there, got the right contacts, and is getting the right contacts directly from the source, sir. Anyway, I will tell you the other part of it. There was 20 soldiers that came over dressed in the Albanian uniforms. They got them all. They had dog tags on. Why the hell they had dog tags, I don't know. But they were sick. They were 10 British and 10 Americans. They killed them all. Anyway, Bill, that's it. I'd be happy to play that for you off the air. I'll play that particular part if you would like for me to.
Well, just
I will send you a copy of that.
Yeah, make a copy and send it to me.
Okay, what it is, if you don't mind, give me your address, sir.
The hour of the time.
Okay, I got that.
In care of 101.1 FM.
Is that a point, Bill? Just a period of point, P-O-I-N-T?
No, period.
Oh, period one.
Yeah. In care of 101.1 FM.
FM?
Yeah.
Okay.
P.O. Box 940.
P.O. Box
940.
940.
Eager, Arizona.
Spell that, sir.
E-A-G-A-R. 85925.
85925?
Yes.
God bless you, Bill.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
And thank you for calling. Now remember, folks, take that with a grain of salt. We don't know if any of that is true. What he said was broadcast on Radio Russia. I heard also. So I do know that it was broadcast. They did say it. And I did report on this broadcast about what they had said about using atomic weapons. And they have threatened to do that. Good evening. You're on the air.
Bill, hi. This is Bill in New Jersey.
Hi.
I heard something on ABC News today about that situation in Utah regarding a Ryder truck, and supposedly they had some kind of explosive in a Ryder truck outside where that shooting was. Have you heard anything about that?
No. As soon as the thing was all over, the last thing that I saw and heard was that there may have been more than one, and they still had the SWAT team around the building, and they said that one was dead, and the last report I heard, there could have been as many as 20 people who had been shot, and then not another word was ever aired about it on CNN. Not one single whisper.
Okay, I heard this on the local station, WADC, out of New York City. And they mentioned something. It was a Ryder truck, had explosives in it. They mentioned something to the effect of Waco or something like that, big as the Oklahoma City bombing. Now, this is what I heard. I haven't heard anything since. I was wondering if you heard or maybe...
No, I told you what I heard, and that's it. I don't know anything else.
Bill, keep up the good work.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Oh, if they pull this Ryder truck business again, I'm afraid that's just too much. You know, I can't take it. This help. 520-333-4578. We don't know if that's true either, folks. I don't know why we're getting this broadcast is running away from us. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill. What I want to talk about was something you touched on before, the transparency of this reporting.
Okay, I need you to talk louder if you can.
I'm sorry, the transparency of the news reports?
Yeah.
Like this morning, I was listening to, this was yesterday, Rush Limbaugh, and he said that NATO bombed a refugee convoy, killing 75, blah, blah, blah. The next news report, Yugoslavia said that NATO bombed a refugee convoy. When I got home, the refugees were saying they saw MiGs do it. And then when I woke up this morning, I couldn't believe Nato was admitting to the whole thing.
Well, they had to, because the pilot told the truth.
The pilot told the truth.
They couldn't get the pilot to lie. And that's, they probably tried, but the pilot told the truth, and the pilot was not going to lie, and so they didn't have any choice but to tell the truth.
You just see the whole development, you know, where they were heading with it, but then, you know, like you said, someone must have had truth. And well, I just wanted to say that I love your show, and I listen to you all the time, and I think you're great.
Well, thank you.
Okay. Have a good night.
You too. 520-333-4578. They are transparent. They're so transparent. It's just, I mean, you can't believe a thing that any of these people say. Not a thing. Nothing. It's incredible. And, you know, but millions of people do. They sit there mesmerized and believe every word that they hear on the Communist News Network. Good evening. You're on the air. I need to turn your radio off. Come on, guys. You know better than that.
You picked up too quick. I want a prophecy hour out of somewhere in Michigan. The zip code 49862. I haven't looked up the town. I couldn't get over the shortwave. Now, last night at 7 p.m. they're on WGTG. They were on and on and on about the Jews. But interspersed with that, they were talking about the fact that there were gold reserves in Kosovo, or that area where the war is going on. Enough gold reserves to pay off.
This war is not about gold. It's not about mineral deposits. It's not about oil. It's about world government.
Okay. Have you ever heard? Have you heard anything about that gold deposit?
No, and I wouldn't go off on that kind of a tangent. There's more important things for us to be thinking about and doing and listening to than whether or not there's gold in Kosovo. You know what I mean?
That's what their argument was.
I remember Treasury Gate, when this guy Tommy, what's his name, was running around telling everybody that he had the solution to our problem because he had this Treasury note that was going to get all the gold back and all this stuff.
Right.
It was total bullshit. I told people that was total bullshit, and they wouldn't listen to me. They were all putting their money into this thing and running around instead of concentrating on the real problems of the country.
Right.
Well, I don't get caught up in
that. Well, the basic theory behind what they were saying was that...
Who cares? It's not true.
Okay. You haven't heard anything about it?
No.
I had this,
and it has nothing to do with this war. Even if it is true that there's gold there, it has nothing to do with this war. Nothing. And do you think that if there was that much gold there, you think the Kosovans would just be sitting on it doing nothing? They'd be digging that stuff up so quick you make your head swim.
It seems funny that this is the first I've heard that there was gold in that area.
Yeah, yeah. Don't you think that they'd know what's in their own country? They'd know it, and they'd be digging it up, believe me. Be the answer to a lot of their problems.
That's covered. Thanks a lot. I'm enjoying the broadcast.
Thank you for calling. Folks, when you listen to these other broadcasts, don't get caught up in all the bullshit that these people are putting out. Just, you know, don't do it. It's not good for you. Good evening. You're on the air. Yeah, I need you to talk louder, please.
I sound like he was from Galveston.
Yeah.
I wanted to ease his concern. I'm in the Coast Guard. I'll go ahead and say that because you don't know my name. And I've done hundreds of boardings on Russian vessels. And let me tell you, they're all crap. And everything, you know, these Russians ain't got no money. And they may have, if they had a lot more nuclear weapons than we did. But if they tried to launch, more than 75% of them are going to sit in the silence. They're no threat to us. We're a threat to ourselves. I mean, I work for our government, and I'm telling you, our government is our enemy. And we don't need to worry about the Russians. We don't need to be worried about nobody but ourselves. And all this crap in Kosovo, it's just a scam. Bill Clinton, they found us up years ago.
Sure they did. Just like Desert Storm. Desert Storm was even published in a book called United States Rapid Deployment Forces, Operation Bright Star, where they practice every year, and they even named Kuwait as the small country that would be invaded by its neighbor.
That's right, and it's all we have to do as, and I hate to say it, but, I mean, I'm an American. I've been serving in this military for 11 years, and I love this country. But the thing that we have to do is be ready, because we got the devil himself running in the White House. I mean, that guy, I'm in the military, and that guy, I can't stand him. I hope they can't find out where I am, because I don't want to be discharged. But Bill Clinton, he's a communist.
No, as long as you don't say your name and you don't hang around that phone booth too long, they'll never know who you are.
Hey, he's taking money from the Chinese. He's probably, it just makes me sick. And here we are, young men and women, young men especially, serving their country, dying, getting diseases, they're testing them, you know, chemical weapons on us and all that kind of stuff, giving us anthrax. Come on, man. Why are they so concerned about anthrax? They're spending billions of dollars to inoculate the military from anthrax. There must be a threat assessment there.
Well, sure there is.
And I want to tell something else about that guy that was worried about the Russians. Don't worry about the Russians and nuclear weapons. Nuclear weapons ain't what's going to do it. I mean, any terrorist can spread around anthrax or any kind of other biological agent. That's the stuff that's going to wipe people out. And it's going to happen. You got 6 billion people.
Well, if it happens, let me tell you this. It won't be a terrorist that does it. Harvest-trust.org.
What was that again now?
Harvest-trust.org. That's it.
Okay.
Gotta let you go. We're at the top of the hour.
All right, thanks, sir.
You're welcome. Ah. You're listening to WBCQ, Monticello, Maine, USA. This is the hour of the time. And, by golly, I'm still William Cooper, at least for the next few minutes, maybe even the whole night. Who knows? We'll find out in the morning who I am when I wake up, I guess. Don't go away, folks. I'll be right back.
This is a public service announcement.